Hey guys, I'm Valerie. So just so you don't forget, you are in my mind. So today I'll be doing something quite different. I was reading a book and I stumbled on the three dimensions of life. I had to look it up and I realized it was really insightful. I said, why don't I share it with you guys? So I'll be summarizing the message, the three dimensions of a complete life by Martin Luther King. So the three dimensions to any complete life include length, which is what we are going to be talking about today, then breadth, and then the height. You know, life is about knowing and loving. It's about respecting yourself, but not just that alone. That would be a very selfish kind of life. One must not only be concerned about his or her well-being or his or her inner peace, but also what one might do for the good of others. The length of life is the concern for one's personal welfare. It has to do with improving yourself. It has to do with that force that tries to push you to achieve your own goal, to achieve your ambition, to achieve your dreams. You know, before you can love others adequately, you have to love your own self properly. It means that for you to love yourself, you must accept yourself. You must accept who you are. You must accept what you are. God has given all of us a very special gift, something significant, something unique, something different. Too many of us get so ashamed of who we are, of what we are, of how we look, that we tend to compare ourselves to other people. We're like, this one has reached here, and see where I am, or see my mates. You know, it doesn't work that way. We have to understand that we all are in different journeys. Some of us get to reach our own very, very early in life, and some of us just get rich quite late. It doesn't mean that we would never reach. You get, some of us even abandon our journeys and cling to our friends and become sidekicks. You see, we need to learn to accept ourselves. A Ford car trying to be a Cadillac is really absurd. But if a Ford will accept itself as a Ford, it can do many things that a Cadillac could never do. It can get in parking spaces that a Cadillac could never dream of getting in. So a Cadillac is a very old car. But in those days, if you owned a Cadillac, you're a very wealthy person. Okay? So in life, some of us are Fords and some of us are Cadillacs. The principle of self-acceptance is the basic principle in life. Another thing about the length of life is, after accepting yourself and your tools, after you have to discover what you are called to do. When you discover what you are called to do, you have to do it with all your strength and all your power that God has put in your system. Even if it is in your luck to be a street sweeper, go out and sweep streets like Beethoven composed music. We have to see the dignity in all labor. You know? If you cannot be a pine on the top of a hill, be a shrub or a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of a hill. Be a bush if you cannot be a tree. Be a trail if you cannot be a highway. If you cannot be the sun, be a star. Be the best of whatever you are. And when you've done this, congratulations, Mazel Tov. You have mastered the first dimension of life, which is the length. So this is where I'd like to stop. If you listened to the end, thank you so much. I hope you've learned a thing or two. And if you want to listen to the complete dimensions of a life by Martin Luther, you could check it up on YouTube, or you could read the PDF. And follow me on Instagram at truthinb.w. I'm sending you lots and lots of love and light, and stay safe. Have yourself a very good day, a very good night. See you in our next episode. Adios.